Jobs.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all the nooks and crannies in between. Someday I'm going to go to all those nooks and crannies. Hopefully some of you listening to me live in some of those cool places. My favorite thing to do is get in a car, in the old days anyway, get in a car and just go off and discover some small town, you know, where you just drive. We used to have this rule. We'd drive until we were almost out of gas and see where we ended up. I mean, we had a little bit more of a plan than that, but it was kind of like that. It was fun. It was fun to do that. I don't know that many people are doing that anymore. One, because of the price of gas, and two, because they probably aren't taking vacations. I would love to see what the numbers are on pure vacations, if people are taking one and two vacations a year or not taking any at all. Maybe a long weekend, and that all has to do with the economic situation that we're in. I think even people who are making a little bit of money are worried enough as they look around that there's not going to be enough to go around, so they don't want to end up in a situation where the well is dry and it's too late, and they've got to be out there pitching their 185th resume and figuring out unique and clever words to use in that resume so that they'll get hired. And there are people that will sell you all that information for $300 or $400 so that you can have a clever resume and get that better job. So it is all about the jobs, and that's what the president was pushing in his three-day tour when he went to Virginia and North Carolina. There was blowback on the president's trip from guys like longtime senator from Arizona, John McCain, who said, listen, come on. This is the taxpayer's dime. You are campaigning. He is campaigning. That's blatant. Yes, other presidents have campaigned, but this is blatant. They've never done a three-day tour on a bus. I think if you're the president, though, that's easy to deflect. The question is, because he didn't, you know, you're trying not to use those campaign slogans, although he did at one point say he was the underdog, and I think that's going to be the emerging theme when he's out, the president is out, and he's talking to people that, hey, I'm trying to do the job, the Republicans won't let me, and I'm the underdog guy. In fact, here's a little bit of what he said about the Republicans and the bad plan and how it just really hurts us all.
Dirtier air, dirtier water, fewer people on health care. Less accountability on Wall Street, that is not a jobs plan. If we've got firefighters or police officers or teachers who are being laid off, that hurts the small business person down the street. That means that somebody may have their home foreclosed on, and that brings property values down for everybody.
I can't argue with the foreclosure thing, but I can argue about the point of what was happening with those subprime loans that killed us all in the first place, and we're just seeing some of the other shoes drop. Fannie and Freddie, the worst offenders of all. Really, can you sign your name here? Oh, yeah, we can give you a loan for $400,000. It's interesting, because of a lot of rotten apples, now people with, you know, decent credit who are trying to get a home, maybe a newly married couple, first-time home, they're having a heck of a time getting in because of what they need to qualify. What you need to qualify in some cases is ridiculous. So the jobs plan as a whole won't pass. He knows that. Maybe some of the pieces of it will, but at the heart and soul of what the president is saying is teachers, firemen, you heard him there. These are people out of work. Well, none of us can argue with that. You don't want to see anybody out of work. But specifically, the jobs plan, $445 billion, would be earmarked really for mostly all union jobs. And what about everybody else, I would say, to that? What about the rest of the nation? Where's the employment coming from there? And also, how are we paying for that? Where does that put us on course with crashing along with the deficit? it's a number that we really can't understand. I was thinking about this the other day. When you say, it's like when you say 14 trillion, 15 trillion. I've been into breaking down numbers lately because it's fascinating when you start to, you know, when you start to break them down and you realize, for example, why does money make money? Well, money makes money because of the interest. So, sure, if you had $500 million, which is not even a trillion, if you have $500 million in the bank, well, what's the interest? If you're a crappy investor, the interest is what, $50 million on that? That's the difference. There's the difference. But with the deficit that we're talking about, we're so far in the red, how do we pull ourselves out of that? And the answer is, at this point, you have to really cut things. You have to take those firemen, borrow their axes, and wickedly, sadly, throw an axe at government spending, at government jobs, because it's too big and spending too much money. The idea of let's raise fees, let's raise taxes, yeah, that's just not going down smooth. Not this way. If you have a fair tax, flat tax, whatever you want to label it, there's absolutely ways to do that. But that's not happening because think of the IRS and the control the IRS has, big branch of the government. Lots of jobs in the IRS all over the country. And if the tax system was completely revamped, yeah, you still have a handful of jobs, but not the amount that you have now. You wouldn't have the same amount. All right, I want you to hear this because picture, if you will, you're driving down the road. You're from a small town in Ohio. Suddenly you see the sign flashing, watch out for animals, exotic animals. Ooh, that would scare me. There was like 50 of them on the loose, tigers, lions, all kinds of things. And here were some of those 911 calls from Zanesville, Ohio.
911.
Yeah, there's a lion on Mount Perry Road in Grayshaw.
I'm pretty sure, and I just saw a wolf.
I think I just seen one. Looks like a jaguar or a wolf or something.
Yeah, I think I was driving down the road, and I saw a jaguar suddenly. Ugh. Well, the sad, sad, sick, twisted thing of the whole deal here is an Ohio man set his exotic animals free. He opened their cages, did all that, let them go, let them walk away. Right when it was about getting dark, knowing full well that maybe some of them would escape, I'm not sure. Lions that I have seen when I've gone to the San Diego Zoo, wild animals. So what happened as a result with night vision glasses and everything else, they had to hunt the animals down. So, so sad. The guy who let the animals free, who had them on his property, on his wildlife reserve, if you want to call it that, is a guy named Terry Thompson, who is no longer. Why? Because he died of a gunshot wound, self-inflicted is what they're saying, and then before that he had let the animals out. But those animals also had been living in terrible conditions. Animal waste all over the place. When they went to his property, the things that they found, just awful. What I don't understand is there's one neighbor who said, every day I heard a lion roar through the night. Well, if you're hearing a lion roar through the night, you're not calling anyone about that. Nobody's investigating. How can that be? So now you have 50 dead animals. More on that next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
The digits to call to be a part of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. 800-259-5791. I've been accused of saying the numbers too fast, so 800-259, slight pause, 5791. As always, we're talking about a couple of different things, including the job situation, which... You know, it's pounding the same thing over and over again. Blame the Republicans. They won't budge. It's their fault. How can we deny teachers? How can we deny firefighters? This affects the guy down the street. What if his business caught on fire? It's the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. It's not working. So it's not working. It's not going to pass. And it's just a blame game. I don't see. Now I'm just going to play devil's advocate for a second. If I'm David Axelrod, he's the, you know, main dude when it comes to the campaign for the president, or Robert Gibbs, both of them worked in the White House, left, went to Chicago so they can work on the reelection campaign, came up with the brilliant thing of having the president say he's the underdog, because America likes an underdog, and pushing that theme. But they got to come up with a new plan when it comes to saying the same thing over and over again about the jobs plan, because I don't see how people are paying attention to that. Okay, here's the plan. Go out, attack the Republicans. They won't pass anything. It's their fault. Keep doing that until somebody repeats it and enough people repeat it that we get those independents who aren't sure which way they're going to vote. Let's keep blaming them. They're the party of the rich. They're the party that are in our way. They're the obstacle. Just keep doing that. But I don't see how that equals success. If the numbers are broken down and it doesn't work anyway, then give us something different. If you want a jobs plan, then redo the jobs plan. Or say, this was my plan. It wouldn't go through. I'm sorry. This is what I'm sticking to. I like it. But, okay, we'll tweak something here, and this is specifically, boom, 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 five things that I sat down with economists and flushed out so that it would be fairer across the board and it wouldn't only be based on union jobs or temporary shovel jobs. Jay in Kentucky. Oh, you get the first swing at this one. Hello.
How you doing, Kate?
Good.
Hey, he's pushing on these union jobs because he needs the union backing for re-election. But if you break it down and think about it, teachers get paid through how? Individual states. And how
taxes.
Do they break that down?
Mm-hmm.
Through property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now with all these foreclosures, you have less and less revenue to pay the teachers. And why do you have the foreclosures? Because of the jobs being eliminated. And that boils back. It's a chain reaction. It boils down to the corporate tax structure. And that's why I like Herman Cain's idea of the not just the 999. He's just using that as a conversion to the fair tax. And what the fair tax does is eliminate corporate tax. And when you eliminate the corporate tax, now you have companies outside the United States wanting in. Because right now we have the highest corporate tax rate in the free world. And by eliminating that corporate tax, now you have states making deals with companies on land and so forth, individual towns making deals with all these outside companies, and pretty soon you'll have more jobs than people to fill them because there's no corporate tax in America. Yeah, just imagine the expansion. And when that happens, then the wages go up because now you're battling for employees versus employers lowering wages because they have abundance to choose from as far as people to work their job. And that'll increase the wage. And pretty soon, the country would be thriving. I mean, it would not take a whole lot of time under the fair tax plan. And another thing the fair tax does, it gets these people that are working under the table. They go out and spend. They're paying their taxes. You got the drug dealers, the criminals. They're all paying taxes on their illegal activity as well. Illegal aliens are paying taxes. Everybody would pay, but there'd be a whole lot more money to go around, which would increase the money coming into the federal government because you have more people paying because they would have more to pay.
So, right. I agree. Yeah.
And as far as vacations go, let's look at the Obama's vacation track record here and see how much of the American money they've spent, tax money on their trips. And Michelle Obama parading around in her Target outfits in front of the cameras, but you got trips to Africa and London and Mexico, and it's just to keep her kids sense of themselves. Come on, why would she even put the kids in the spotlight? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah,
but,
I agree.
Now the score coming up tomorrow, everybody. Make sure you get your calls in. $50 gas card for me personally will be. I can either send it out to you, Kate, and you can forward it, or you can just give me the address and we'll send it to them. Or a $100 bill on anybody that comes to the Smoky Mountains and rents a cabin from us. And
sweet.
I'm not trying to get a cheap plug, so we'll just withhold the name. We'll just save that for whoever wins it.
Perfect. I love it. And that's on top of everything else that we are giving out as well. Jay, thanks. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Nail the Score, that was a good plug for Nail the Score, a promo for it. Nail the Score is something that we do each and every week in our third hour on Friday morning. And the way it works is really, you don't have to be a crazy sports NFL fan because the computer randomly picks the game of the week. And, you know, it could be any game. Like let's say, for example, the games that are being played this week. Chicago and Tampa Bay, that one's in London. You have San Diego and the Jets. They're playing each other, Pittsburgh and Arizona. Dallas is hosting St. Louis, but whatever game it is, and then you call in and you just give us a numerical guess. You think Dallas is going to beat St. Louis 27-17 or something, whatever it is. And if you nail it exactly, just like if you correctly guess the lottery numbers, you, ding, 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 are a big winner here on ATN, bragging rights and all that kind of cool stuff. So how great would that be? It would be pretty great. We would love to have another winner. We had a winner a year ago with Chris in Connecticut, and she's the first person to win it ever. And she's the first person to officially, anyway, win, nail the score. It's that hard. It seems like it would be easy, but to have the exact score of that particular game, like I said, that's why I make that comparison with the lottery numbers. It's like when you look at lottery numbers, well, how many numbers are there? How many numbers do they use with a mega ball or an extra ball or whatever, power ball? There's only so many, but it's the combinations. And here you're just talking about two combinations and the winner. There you're talking about just a set of numbers. If it was easy, we'd all do it, wouldn't we? Don't they say winning the lottery is you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning than winning the lottery? Yeah. All right, just to clean this up, because I have gotten a couple of emails about it asking for more explanation. The Ohio guy, again, Terry Thompson, had some exotic animals, lots of them, tigers, baboons, all the, you know, just let your imagination think of, run wild and think of a zoo. He had these animals on his property, and the weird thing is he had done things like he was kicked out of a local pet fair because he brought exotic animals there, and they snarled at the kids. He was convicted in 2005 of animal cruelty, allowing an animal to roam freely and rendering animal waste without a license. And he even threatened to let all his animals go when investigators visited after calls of animal abuse or neglect. So while investigators were, I guess, keeping a close eye on Thompson, he kept convincing everybody that he loved animals. And they would see him driving down the road with a wild animal. And this is in Zanesville, Ohio, not too far from where I went to school in Athens, Ohio. Ohio University's right around the corner from there. And there were some wide open areas. So he had a place with lions and tigers and, you know, monkeys and all kinds of stuff, including rare Bengal tigers. But they say there's only 1,400 left in the wild, and now so many of them were killed. He had 18 rare tigers, and they were killed because he let them go, and they were roaming around Zanesville, seriously. And that's why we let you hear that 911 call. People were calling up, I think I saw a wolf. I think I saw a jag. What's going on here? And they said the people that were out there hunting them said they weren't really hunting, they were trying to tranquilize them, but it didn't work out, and they had to bring them down, or they were worried about other people getting hurt. Hang with us, we can count next.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each, or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Listening to this version of We Can Count, depending on Social Security, are you one of the 55 million people who are getting retirement benefits? Well, it's going to go up by 3.6% next year. It's the first cost of living increase in the last 2 years. It means that the average person, your benefits will go up just around 500, maybe a little over 500, depends. It'll be $39 a month, pretty much. It's good news in a sense for seniors who are facing the high prices for gas and food and medicine, except for that Medicare is going to go up. So the rise in the premiums for Medicare will eat up the extra money. The 8 million poor and disabled people getting supplemental benefits will see a 3.6% increase starting in December. So the other benefits kick in January. And I mean, it's just a couple of days, really, they're talking about. And how do they come up? Somebody asked me how they come up with this. Of course, they recalculate the consumer inflation. And then this next increase will be the first because the consumer prices have been relatively stable since then. Although I say aha to that. It's their chart that doesn't include things that it should include because they would have had cost of living adjustments in the past. It wasn't enough to live on the last 2 years. Give me a break. When I say enough to live on, the cost of living increase should have been there, I think, the last 2 years. But then you get into the whole grappling over our monetary system anyway and the money that's there and what's coming in to pay for it and da-da-da-da. We could go on and on about that, couldn't we? All right, let's move to the situation in Greece. So you think people are upset here and the Occupy movement is swelling in your own city, be it big or small. How about Greece? They've got a second day of a general strike. And what it is the people are furious at the government's measures that they're vowing, these austerity measures they're calling them, to turn out in force. That's, they're pushing themselves to go out in force on the streets because the lawmakers in Greece are voting on these new measures that they say they need to secure payment from an international bailout fund. And what that means for most people, you had 100,000 people that were breaking out in riots in protest, in March. 100,000 people. But the austerity bill got initial approval with majority vote, and the lawmakers are now just going through the details of it. What it would do is it would suspend a reduced pay, would include the suspension or reduced pay of 30,000 workers, government workers, and the suspension of collective bargaining labor contracts, and the list goes deeper than that. So that's what they don't like, because they're taking money away from all those people, huge chunks of money. But, you know, Greece now, the blame game and everything else, that's fine, except for that Greece has no place to go other than to rely on the bailout. They have to have that bailout. Otherwise, everything tanks. And you could be listening to me saying, who cares? I don't care about Greece. I don't care what happens there. But it affects our monetary system. Everybody else in Europe collapses. I mean collapses. You think that we're going to be dancing in the streets here and celebrating and who cares? It's not going to affect us? Uh-uh. Our dollar will fall down to the ground. You might as well use it for something to get the fire started. Use it as fire starters, because that's seriously, that's all it'll be worth. So you're not hoping for that to happen, trust me. One of the sickest, saddest, creepiest things that I have talked about on this show ever, sadly pains me. It's not far from where I grew up. In Philadelphia, you had 4 mentally disabled adults that were locked up in a basement crawl space. There was a scheme. The people who captured them, kidnapped them, were collecting their benefit checks. This has got to be, ultimately, the worst of the worst kind of people. Who does that? What kind of sick, nasty human being even does that? First of all, no matter what, you have no conscience whatsoever, and you don't care about karma. You think the universe is just going to give you and give you and give you, because, boy, that is some bad stuff doing that. So anyway, they got caught up with accidentally, and once that happened and the Pandora's box was ripped open, they're saying that the FBI is taking a broader look at this. But they think that many more people might have been involved. So the what happened here, they've arrested 4 people on suspicion of kidnapping as part of this whole scheme. Jean McIntosh is the daughter of the alleged ringleader, a woman named Linda Weston. A landlord described this 32-year-old woman as a former army nurse. She's an army nurse. She lives in an apartment above the basement with her 2 teenage kids. She was arrested a day after the police took in 10 young people linked to the case as well. So you got 6 juveniles, 4 young adults that were found Tuesday, ages 2 to 19. And they are supposedly related to the suspects and maybe even some of the victims. They're trying to go through birth certificates and DNA tests and blah, 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 to try to, to try to tie this all up together. Awful stuff. And I think, trust me, with the outrage people are seeing and hearing over this, I think they're going to nail them to the wall. They found dozens of Social Security ID cards along with powers of attorney documents, all that kind of stuff in this apartment where where they were staying. And I would have to think that there are some people that are going to breathe a sigh of relief in one sense, and some that are going to be awfully sad because they haven't seen their family in however long. Some of them have been practically starved to death and have been in the basement for a very long time. You know, what's interesting, too, just a kind of a quick side note here, this crime is probably the first of its kind, actually, to be prosecuted as a federal hate crime. Think of that. I mean, this truly could define the definition of a hate crime. And, you know, what ultimately is she and the others convicted of? You got to think that this is an open and shut case. It so sounds that way. I can't think of anything that would convince me that it wasn't at this point. Just absolutely crazy. All right, this one is going to make you smile a little bit because you know how the bank fees really annoy all of us. Bank of Mexico, I mean Bank of America. Every time I go there, no kidding, there'll be 20 people in front of me. I don't know. I've tried all different times, so forget it. I give up on it. But they'll come in, I'm not kidding you, with bags of cash like they work for the mafia or a drug dealer, plop the cash on the counter. They don't speak any English. No comprende inglés. Oh, no problema, senor. Bring somebody else out, start to talk to them. Next thing you know, they're processing the money, counting the money in the back, doing whatever, and chit-chatting. No ID is exchanged or asked for any of that. Every time I go to the bank, oh, they ask me for so many forms of ID. I think, what is it? Do I look like someone they've seen before in their past? Doesn't make any sense to me. Because you had the person in front of me with the unmarked bills that you just processed and took into the bank. And yet you're asking me for 50 forms of ID that I do not have. I mean, be honest, are you walking around with your birth certificate, your social security card? Pick a flavor, right? Pick a flavor. So anyway, Bank of America, a New Jersey man sued Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Wells Fargo on behalf of ATM users, I love this, accusing the banks of colluding to fix the fees they charge customers to withdraw money. Bravo. Hey, bring your money in. We really want it. But then we're going to tax you to death. I mean, we're going to tax you with fees until you really have probably none of that money left. Made a couple extra $100 babysitting over the weekend. Have no fear. We'll eat that up in fees and bank fees. Now, unless you want to deposit $50 million with us, if you do that, oh, we will treat you well. But otherwise, step to the back of the line. Bye-bye, the old expression is. We'll see you next time around when you come to the bank. All right, this is fascinating. How about this? A former British taxi driver has become, seriously, the first person in the world for 3,000 years to be mummified in the same way as the pharaohs. Yeah. A guy named Alan Billis turned into a mummy over the space of a few months, is preserving using the techniques which the Egyptians, the ancient Egyptians, called Tutankhamun. Remember? He has been terminally ill with cancer when he volunteered to undergo the procedure, which a scientist has been working to recreate for many, many years. He had the backing of his wife, who said, I'm going to be the only woman in the country who got a mummy for a husband. Wow. There's going to be a documentary about this. Mummifying Alan, Egypt's Last Secret. It's going to be screened at the end of October. I'd be curious to see that. Birthdays next.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Sometimes, can it? You remember those old birthday celebrations? What happened when you turned 21? What happened when you turned 30? I think I mentioned this on a previous show. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, by the way, if you just tuned in. There are just certain times in your life that you maybe go overboard or your friends do in celebrating. Sometime if you pry it out of me, I'll tell you what happened when I turned 30. I mean, it's nothing disgraceful or whatever, but yeah, it was a little crazy. So I'm wondering, I'm looking at a list of birthdays that I dug up earlier in the day, and it's an interesting list, sad list in some ways, because there's two people on the list that I admired for different reasons, and one who was uber famous that I had a little, I call it a brush with fame, when somehow you just end up in the same place. You've all had it, trust me, somewhere, somehow, whatever the brush with fame is. Whether you were playing tennis and you looked over and the court next to you was the anchor man that you watched your entire life or whatever. You know, it was, I don't know, Peyton Manning was standing next to you washing the car. You were at the same car wash. Oh, he'd be mobbed for autographs. So he wouldn't be able to just slide into the old car wash. Anyway, let's head to the birthdays with a little birthday music. the Verge, never get tired of it, the Beatles. John Krasinski, do you know who he is? The Office, of course. Now he's been in a bunch of other movies. I'm not a person who watches The Office, but I like his deadpan sense of humor. I think he's from the Midwest, from Ohio. 32 years old. Snoop Dogg. Gangster rapper. Do I need to tell you who Snoop Dogg is? He started out MTV personality. 39 years old. Viggo Mortensen. Lord of the Rings. You know, I poo-pooed the whole Lord of the Rings thing. And some friends of mine, a guy friend of mine, watched it, loved it, kept saying, you gotta see it, you gotta see it. So I holed up one rainy weekend a couple years ago and watched all three, loved it. He was right. Viggo was great in it. 53 years old. Danny Boyle. You might not remember his name, but he's a movie director who won an Academy Award for Slumdog Millionaire in 2009. How about Tom Petty? Does he need an introduction? Heartbreakers, Refugee, you know that song. 61 years old. Here's a sad one. Would have been Jerry Orbach. Would have been 76 years old. He played a detective, Briscoe, on Law and Order, a show that I used to watch. I still watch it, Law and Order. Mickey Mantle would be my brief brush with fame. When I moved to Dallas to work for a sports station, he was in Dallas. He was getting the liver transplants and stuff. And I had occasion to meet him and have a brief conversation with him. 80 years old he would have been. When he was a Yankee boy, that guy, you see the old footage of him, because I wasn't around then, but you see the footage of him, hit 536 home runs, 18 in the World Series. All right, the other one we lost was Art Buchwald. He would have been 86, and he was a political humorist. You can go dig up his column. Some of the stuff he wrote was pretty funny. You're hard-pressed to come up with, you know, good columns, solid columns that just make you laugh out loud. And there were things that he wrote in his columns that did that. You just laughed out loud when you, you know, when you read them. All right, we'll be doing birthdays again tomorrow. And, boy, we got some interesting birthdays on the list, including Kim Kardashian. What did she make last year? I saw something like $6 million or something on that crazy reality show that they do. I've never even watched 1 ounce of that, but I know that it exists. Kim Kardashian with a big birthday. That's next time around. All right, in the meantime, before we pick up and collect our belongings, let's go back in history for a moment, because birthdays signify change, another year, what did you do to mark the year, that kind of stuff. And with history, it's the same thing. History, you go back, I think, into the archives and remember, oh, yeah, that's when that happened. And we can learn a lot from history, we hope, anyway, right? Here's something that was pretty dicey back in its day. The communist investigation in Hollywood, Congress diving into the whole red thing, 1947, on this day, October 20th, that's when a lot of that was busted open. And, you know, when the Red Scare hit, it hit in a very big way in Washington. The committee started looking into the communist influence in the most glamorous community that was around at the time, which was Hollywood. So you had the Hollywood Ten. They resisted. They complained that the hearings were illegal. They violated their First Amendment rights. They were all convicted of obstructing the investigation and served jail terms. But pressured by Congress, they started a blacklist policy. The establishment did. And it banned the work of about 325 screenwriters and actors and directors who hadn't been cleared by the committee. The blacklisted people included composer Aaron Copland and Lillian Hellman, a writer, and Dorothy Parker, and Arthur Miller, a playwright who was married to Marilyn Monroe at one point in his life, actor and filmmaker Orson Welles. But they, a lot of the blacklisted writers used pseudonyms so that they could still work. And starting in the early 1960s, after the downfall of Senator Joe McCarthy, the most public face of anti-communism, the ban, started to lift. And in 1997, this is interesting, the Writers Guild of America unanimously voted to change the writing credits of 23 films made during the blacklisted period, reversing but not erasing some of that damage of the Red Scare. It just goes to show, it's like a train, it starts to move, and it's, you know, out of the corral, and that's it. All right, so we move on to something where we'd go way, 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 way back to 1803. One of my favorite periods in our history, to go back to the late 1700s and the 1800s, because that's when everything was the beginnings of the country. Things were happening. Things were changing. So in 1803, the U.S. Senate approved a treaty with France. Don't you know the story? I know you know the story. That provided for the purchase of the territory of Louisiana, which would double the size of the United States. So that made us that much more significant. What's dicey about this is at the end of the 18th century, the Spanish technically owned Louisiana, the region west of the Mississippi that was once claimed by France and named for its monarch, King Louis. So despite Spanish ownership, the American settlers were already threatened to overrun the territory by the early 19th century. So they couldn't maintain control of the region. Spain ceded Louisiana back to France in 1801, and then that created a lot of anxieties. Now, what's interesting is when you go to Louisiana, you've got a lot of French speaking still going on, and there are still some things in the rich history down there that they consider to be French, and there's some policies that are in place that are different from what the rest of the United States recognizes. It's very, very strange. If you own a home, some other things, it's different the way they do property in Louisiana. I'm so not kidding you. And it goes back to that whole thing in 1803. You want to send me some thoughts on the show or just a good recipe for pound cake? I'm looking for one. Send it to me, americatonight.net.